You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being here in the collective consciousness here at Wisdom of the Ancients. It is always so amazing to gather with the tribe when you all bring your beautiful energy and really activate the points of light that are part of the beautiful, beautiful golden grid. We are part of one consciousness. And so today we gather and we have a wonderful show. We have a show where there's going to be a channeling of information. There's going to be a beautiful, beautiful transmission today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Sun Ra is a Lemurian high priestess and is part of the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13. She offers channeled group and individual sessions with this Lemurian Priestess Circle. She is a member of the Grand Teton Guiding Council, a cosmic council which guides Earth and humanity on their evolutionary paths. Sun Ra has recently stepped into her role as Lady of Betelgeuse and is taking her initiations as a Star Lord Master and Cosmic Guardian. She's also a certified hypnotherapist and has been doing spiritual healing work with clients for 30 years. Sun Ra works with star beings, ascended masters, angels, and councils of light throughout the cosmos. She is dedicated to helping us move forward on our spiritual paths and reestablishing paradise on earth in our new golden age. So Sun Ra, welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks so much for having me. I'm very honored to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are going to be talking about the feminine core wound today. And Sun Ra is going to be, Sun Ra, I know that something's coming through to you for the channel. So that's going to be towards the end of the show. I just want to let everyone know that Sun Ra is going to be channeling something, something for you, something for us, something pertaining to what needs to come through. We're going to hear about the activation from the newest Lemurian chakra and also receive healing for the feminine core wounds. So what would you say, Sun Ra, to start the show off, what would you say would be a good place for people to be at energetically to receive what is coming through for the show today?
Well, Ian, I think people can be receptive, and that is a feminine strength and quality. So whoever's here, you know, just allow yourself to be in a place of receiving whatever healing and information you are needing. Allow yourself to trust and surrender so that you are getting deeply, very deeply, what it is that is here for you.
Thank you so much. So this the topic is around the feminine core wound, but why don't we go ahead and get started, speaking about a core wound itself. When you're speaking about a core wound, Sun Ra, what are you referring to?
Yes. I think we all have core wounds. To explain that, a core wound is created when something happens to us, and it could be in this life or it could be in a past life, that happens to us that keeps us from being fully authentically ourselves. So that means it would make us unsafe, or it would bring about certain patterns of behavior. Patterns of thought would come first, then the patterns of behavior, so that we are not living from our full and true authentic self. And I think that's happened to all of us along the way. And now that we're living in more separation, even though we're moving back, back into unity, these core wounds really keep us from fully functioning from the divine essence that we are.
Now, these core wounds, are they perhaps a very, very deep wounding or trauma from past lives? Is it something in particular that usually ends up as a core wound that's maybe very, very scarring or deep?
Oh, sure. That's what a core wound would be. You know, it's the wound, first, mm-hmm. a wound is deep. It's just, and then there's the core wound. So it's really in the core of us, which keeps us. Now, this could be something like sexual abuse, or it could be something that happened, you know, at birth, an accident, or it could be an accident, you know, like a car accident. It could be something intentional like that, or it could be just something very, very fearful, or even a shock, you know, a big shock to your whole being. Something like this goes in, and it changes our psyche, you know, it kind of brings us apart a little, so we're not, all our bodies aren't together, all the aspects of our being aren't together, or it could bring us, it could make us feel so unsafe that we're like hiding within, we can't even find ourselves.
Mm.
And so it could come out in various ways, you know. Oh. It could make us very shy. It could make us overly aggressive. It could make us just close down.
Right. And you mentioned that it's something that would really inhibit our ability to really express and embody our higher selves, as living as our true self. And so it would really be you know, and quite an impediment to what many of us want to express and how we want to live our lives, especially once we have started the awakening process.
That's right, because you may or may not know that you have a core wound, but often people feel like, well, what's wrong with me? Or why am I not getting to where I need to be? It's like you have a sense of who you are, and why am I not being that? Well, likely it is because of something, a pattern of belief, and that pattern or belief will lead to an action, and that often will come from whatever is the core wound, which again could have happened in this lifetime, but very likely it also has happened in other lifetimes, which has, you know, continued to then come to this lifetime and just build and build. At the same time, Ian, we are starting to remember. So it's like, well, I know I'm more than this, or I know I have this to do, or this to be, or this to offer. And sometimes it's like, well, why can't I get there? You know, what's in the way? And often it would be this core wound. So it's really important, it's essential that we become, that we embody who we are, and that means the healing of that.
Mm.
And then if you imagine that core wound, and then you bring it to the collective core wound of the feminine. So now we come to the feminine core wound. Now, what does that mean? That's the collective core wound. That means every woman on the planet holds some part of this. And that means we have over half the population who is not fully being who they are. I mean, feel that.
Yeah, that's definitely deep, and it stirs up so many. I mean, even as a I'm coming at this from my feminine energy, looking into this right now. So that's the space that I'm in. But it really stirs up so much, but also that which is it seems so big, it seems so much. So I would love if you would share, what is the feminine core wound? Is there one feminine core wound, or are there many smaller core wounds that compound to form the primary feminine core wound?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I would say that there are many different things. Each woman, and let me say, I am addressing women today,
mm-hmm.
but that does not mean that men are not affected. Because as you just said, you have your own inner feminine. It may not carry that wound the same way as if you're in a female body, but men are affected. If you have all the women on the planet that have at some point, after paradise, after we left, you know, Lemuria and some of the ancients, civilizations that still held the feminine in honor. Since then, women have been desecrated, they have been raped, They have not been given all the rights that men have had. Women have not been able to express. Women have had their throats slit and been hanged for speaking the truth. And these are, I know these are pretty difficult visual energies, but if this happens over and over and over, and all women have had this happen to them at some point, maybe not every single one of these things, but maybe, okay? You look at all the witch trials, the witch burnings, the drowning. You look at these things. This causes the whole feminine energy to, like, collapse in upon itself. And then you don't have that which you need. And the feminine now is the receptive quality. It is the transformational force of light. Whether you're embodied or not, you see, whether you have a physical body, the feminine is there. We have just now brought the feminine down through. So now the feminine exists in a female body. So that female body holding the feminine has had this desecration.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the essence, the beauty, the wonder of this feminine energy is no longer fully available to the planet, to everybody on the planet.
I can
go ahead.
No, I can feel what you're saying. And, you know, what I was going to say as well is that I don't think there's anyone on this planet who hasn't been either a man or a woman at some point. You know, just because I'm occupying a male physical body right now, I might have had 100 female lives, lifetimes before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So men can also carry that.
Right.
You know, sorry.
And are. Yeah.
When things got out of balance with the power, somehow things got out of balance with power. And so instead of honoring women and honoring men, everyone being of equal value with their own different gifts, abilities, offerings, then something happened with the level of power. And so then the feminine was overpowered. And so then people in feminine bodies were overpowered. And then that gift no longer is. So in the moment, you know, if you're in a female body, you're carrying more of that than the feminine that a man would carry, but still you can feel that. So it's very interesting to not get consumed by this, but to realize, oh, something happened when there was this separation, when the feminine stopped being honored and was even completely desecrated. Then it's like, well, now look at the state of the world. So much of that has to do with not having the level of compassion that women often have. Not that men don't have compassion, but women have this way of expressing this compassion and this holding that, these keys of energy, which we're going to get in this transmission later, these keys, these encodements of energy that have not been fully functioning. That means that every child that is born in this world doesn't have the fully functioning value of that honoring of the feminine and that transformation. So it's very important that this core wound, this collective core wound of the feminine, be healed. And that process has begun already with the, look at, you know, many years ago, the women's liberation movement, women fighting to have the vote, you know, that kind of thing. It went from women elders to now women can't even vote. This is a desecration.
Yeah.
So, and now we're having the Me Too movement. So it's like these things are coming forth. It's like enough. We must heal and not just be feminine bodies for our whole physical plane world, but to have the feminine flow and transformation be within every act that we perform, whether it's conscious or not.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that help rebalance the entire world? If there was if there was, you know, women as women giving birth to babies, you know, giving life at the breast, if there is that, women have this more, this great capability of then nurturing life. So if women are not able to be who they are, look at what's happening on the planet. People are killing each other all the time. People are not fed. There is breast cancer. This is not only physical breast cancer. This is a in my opinion, it has to do with something with the breast and the nurturing and the whole feminine self. And look at the desecration of the earth itself, the earth that feeds us. So all of this has to do with this feminine core wound, and it's coming up to be healed. And people are remembering this isn't right. And so now the truth of a lot of things are being told. So it's so important that we come together and heal and allow ourselves to be who we are again,
mm-hmm.
fully, completely.
Yeah, so beautiful. Everything that we really hold dear and value, the nurturing, the balance, the harmony, the peace, the love, everything that we really are looking for, you know, those who have experienced and tasted the possibilities that divine universe has to offer, these are things that are valuable to us. These are things that we yearn for. We yearn for Lemuria again. We yearn for the way things were. We seek the knowledge of the ancient ones because things were wiser, more peaceful, more harmonious. Things absolutely are completely out of whack right now, to use a very crude term, but
they are.
But as you mentioned, we've started to take steps, and I'm very, very interested in learning what you and the other priestesses in the council or the temple are going to be sharing about how to heal this. So I'm not sure what the right question is to ask you, but since I just put it into that space, is there something that you can share that either you've channeled or has been shared with you, how we can really heal the collective core wound, the collective feminine core wound?
Right. Now, that does seem like a big job, doesn't it?
We shall persevere. We shall persevere.
And I so much, you know, Ian, I so much have to honor you for recognizing the feminine in yourself and all of the men that have done that. It is so wonderful. I'm very, very grateful for that. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we honor all the women who have said, well, I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but something's not right here. We have to make a change.
Yeah.
So in getting back to your question, in the last, there was a Lemurian chakra group that was taught that ended at the very beginning of this year. And in that, we had a new chakra called the chakra of the Great Cosmic Mother. Now, those are the words that were brought forth, and yet that is the Sophia. This is the great cosmic goddess that has birthed the whole world and all of creation. Now, in our patriarchal society, so many of us here, and I'm imagining a lot of people on the call were raised Christian. God created the earth in, you know, the world in 7 days or 6 days and then rested. Okay, now another alternative, and this is also kind of Native American, is the Great Cosmic Mother birthed all of creation. Now, if we feel that, to me, that is so expansive. It's like the Great Cosmic Womb with possibilities beyond what we can imagine brought all of the world into creation. Feel that. Just feel that.
Yes. We could end right now almost. It does feel so expansive. Yeah.
Isn't it? So,
yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean we have to have either or. We need the masculine and the feminine. However, feel that expansiveness. It's like, and that means in everyone who has a feminine body right now, and who anyone who's a male now but has had a feminine body at some point in the past, okay, that means that we all have that great cosmic womb in our own womb. So as we are birthing babies, then we are bringing through that energy of the great cosmic womb in whatever baby we bring through, whether it's a boy or a girl. So it's like, wow, we are all part of that. We are part of the collective cosmic womb, part of the collective energy, which comes from the great cosmic mother or the Sophia. This is the Sophia energy. This is where all comes through and comes forth. So that means that chakra that is 6-8 feet above our head, it's a new chakra that I have never heard anyone talk about. I'm not saying nobody has, but I haven't heard of it. And we brought that through in this Lemurian chakra group. And it was like it opened up so much for all of us, and it cleared so much in the whole abdomen, in our whole body. It's like we can come alive again. We are part of this, and it is part of us. So it's like a rebirthing. This is the gateway between the formless realms and the energy that comes through into form, this sacred, wondrous energy that comes into form. We're all part of that. And especially women now who have the physical apparatus of that. Our wondrous womb and eggs and fallopian tubes, our birth canal, allowing for that energy to be birthed as one with this great cosmic mother that we are growing into, that is now again showing itself so that we can say, well, that is me. That is the truth that has been hidden. That's the truth that is coming forth. And you don't have to birth a baby. You can birth this energy. You can birth this feeling. You can birth this wondrous cosmic energy coming through. Again, I feel the whole group doing this. It's just so wonderful.
Wow, powerful, powerful, beautiful, just so expansive. I'm getting a feeling that people are going to be asking, well, how do I align myself with this beautiful energy? How do I connect with this new chakra that's available? Is that something that you'll be talking about later, or could you even address it now?
Well, it is, like I said, it's at about 6-8 feet above the head. And it's this golden magenta color. When we do the channeling, the priestesses will take us into this. You will help get that activated in the channeling. We'll be immersed in this golden magenta color. The priestesses will bring through this, the encodements that will move into every person as is appropriate for their highest good. So we will begin this activation of the chakra, and we'll begin the healing of that feminine core wound. We'll begin that. Everyone will get some healing in that. So it will be a magical time, very magical, to feel this and be part of it. It's like coming together again in unity.
Mm.
Coming together again. So part of what happens when you have this, anyway, collective core wound is there is this separation. It's divisive. So the feminine is not divisive. Now, there is appropriateness in breaking things out, okay, to do, but it can't be done without bringing things together. So the feminine will unify things. I mean, look at the way that the masculine and feminine work physically to bring about life on the planet. The masculine offers the seed. Now, hear the word, offers. so much, in certainly in my life and all the lives of my parents and grandparents I can remember, that man doesn't offer the seed. He takes what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to the male offers his seed as a gift. The female, the receptive quality, takes in that seed in ecstatic union and then uses her own transformational life force to bring that seed with her own egg into a being. That's the gestation. The gestation in the deep, dark womb, the soil, the fertile soil of this womb. And then when it's time, she births it. And then it is the offering back to the world. So the circle is complete. Now that can happen not only with a baby, but with an idea. That could be an idea given by a male, taken in by a female, given back. It's this balance of masculine and feminine. Now, we do not have that balance of masculine and feminine anymore for the most part. So to allow the feminine to awaken again to her beautiful, beautiful maiden, the innocent young being, and then to the mother, the nurturing being, the birther, the nurturing being, and then to the crone or the wise woman, the wise, the wisdom, and then with the warrior goddess, which every woman has within. All of these are coming together with a force of light, and it's a transformational force of light on the planet now that's coming together. So this bringing in the great cosmic mother, the Sophia, unites us instead of divides us. And we need that on the planet. The women, in my opinion, the women have to go first, generally speaking, because we're that transformational force of healing ourselves and bringing everything back together. And then men and women can join again in harmony, in beauty, in the flow of life, each honoring their own gifts. But this sacred feminine must be reconsecrated, and that is what we are doing. So in the channeling, we will get at least a piece of this to help women open, and if there are any men also, and bring those encodements, whatever's been missing or hidden.
Wonderful. Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, we know that there's a shift from the patriarchal world. We believe there is. There's a shift from the patriarchal that is taking place. It is, albeit very, very slowly, you know, the new energies that are coming in, especially also with 2020 as well. But not just beginning now, certainly back in the 80s with the harmonic convergence, and then beyond through 2012. But are you of the viewpoint, Sun Ra, that we are now ready actually to embrace this energy, whereas maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, it would have just fallen by the wayside because we just weren't ready as a society at that point, as a collective, to embrace the energy? Is that why it's coming through now?
I think so. I think we've been doing steps.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring this, you know, we'll take this step. Now we'll take next step. Now we'll take this step, you know. So I firmly believe that now is the time that the feminine is just bursting forth. And so it's time for any wounding, you know, the feminine core wounding to be just blasted so that we're not living from it anymore. And the patriarchal situation that we're living on this earth, it's time to go. And the feminine will really blast that out. You know, we have the energy of Kali, who is sometimes that's a destructive force. But then it rises from the ashes, just like the phoenix. At this point, however it needs to happen, it will happen.
Mm. And at the very core of things, the core wound needs to be healed first so that we can align with these energies, embrace these energies, and then soul with these energies.
Exactly. So once the core wound is healed to a certain point, it's kind of like the 100th monkey effect, you know, It gets healed to a certain point, and then the feminine energy flies. It is here. It unifies. It transforms all that is not in harmony. It transforms all that is not working together, all that is not beautiful, all that is not life-giving and life-affirming.
Mm.
So that core wound is being healed. And the energy the priestesses are bringing through is helping. You know, there are so many ways that the core wound is being healed now. This is just my part of bringing that through. And I'm so honored to be in that position and to offer that. Because we need it from all ways that we can be healed. We need the feminine again. The earth needs it. The world needs it. The men need it. The children need it. The animals, the plants need it. Everyone needs this feminine core wound to be healed. So the feminine is honored and shining and alive again in its full glory and power. So that there is then the balance again. The honoring of the masculine and feminine flow.
Right. You know, you've used the word balance so many times, and that's absolutely my view on what needs to be restored. And once the feminine is restored, then the masculine, the divine masculine we're talking about, the higher self masculine, providing that, you know, the structure, all of that, that can also be restored, because it is just completely, completely lopsided right now. Well, I'd love to go to the phones and then also the web and see what people would like to ask you about this. And so I wanted to give a little bit of guidance. So there's the masculine, loving guidance coming in here. So we are going to be having a beautiful channeled session, a channeled activational process by San Ra later. The questions today, so San Ra is not going to be doing intuitive reading, so please don't ask what your higher self wants you to know, that type of thing. The questions we're going to ask, have you asked today, are going to be related to the topic and the content. Of course, if something else comes through while San Ra is on the phone with you, then that's obviously perfectly fine. But I just want to give you a little bit of guidance there. So no intuitive readings per se, just questions related to the topic today. But let's go to the web first. We'll flip things around. Talking about reversing things, we usually do the phones first, so we'll do the web today. And this is Anne Claire from Marseille in France. Hi, Anne Claire. Thanks for writing in. Anne Claire is writing in and she says, "Dear San Ra, thank you first and foremost for your powerful work. How can we assist in taking our place as wise women within our families and friends? How can we hold and make further space for the other wise women around us, waiting to take their place, who are not on a path of conscious or personal growth yet?"
Wow. Thank you, Anne Claire. That is a wonderful question, and I feel your power and your deep, deep desire to serve. Thank you for that. So I would say, first of all, honor yourself as a wise woman. Now, that means we might do that affirmation. Let's everybody say that. I honor myself as a wise woman or man in that I am. I honor myself as the wise woman that I am. I honor myself as the wise woman that I am. And then sit a minute with this and feel that. You may feel that power arising from that second chakra, almost like a geyser. You may feel other parts of you. Let your body move. Let your bodies move with this. When the feminine force of transformational light moves, don't hold it back. Let your body move. Let it move through you. You may find that this brings up grief or tears or any part of your body that's been hurt or harmed or is locked down. And if that's the case, allow that process right now as best you can. You'll get more healing during the channeling. So moving, part of that is moving. So that helps everyone, Ann Claire, and it also can help you. You're apparently in a place in your being that you just want to continue moving. Now, in this happening, in this affirmation, can you feel then the emanating of that beauty, that power, that strength, that knowing from your being? In that emanation, you are helping the entire collective energy field of humanity. Because there are channels in this energy field of humanity, and as you emanate this energy, it moves through the channels. And that is one of the ways that this energy might just spark another woman across the world to somehow awaken, whether you know it or not. So, of course, you are the example in the way you live your life and in how you honor yourself and other women and how you do not allow yourself to be trampled any longer, stepped upon. So that's one way. Now, if you want, if it feels right to you, you could just gather with women. Have a few women at your house. Do a meditation together. Talk to your children, your nieces, your nephews, your mothers, your sisters, if you feel right about it. A little word here and there, but I think a gathering also is so important. You don't have to make it some major, you know, ritual. You can just gather and honor who we are as women. It should not turn into a, you know, a session where everybody complains about what's wrong, because then you're part of the problem and not part of the solution. Not that you cannot do that, but any group you might want to use would be one of honoring and uplifting and remembering who you are, who we are, and letting that energy flow through you and through the group. And if that doesn't feel right, then do it with yourself, with the honoring and the emanating, and in your meditation or in your contemplation or reflection, seeing, feeling, imagining that energy moving through the collective body of humanity, sparking seeds all over the world. Thank you for your question, and I hope that that helps.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sanra, for sharing as well. All right, let's go to the phones. Again, *2, that's *2, *2, if you'd like to raise your hand and ask Sanra a question about the topic or anything regarding the core wound of the feminine. So let's go to Northbrook, Illinois, and the last four digits of the phone number are 1448, and you are live.
Hello. Hello, Ian. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. This is Miranda, or Miranda, a fellow New Mexican to Sanra. So we're going.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having a one-on-one call with you one of these days. with this coronavirus, which I just was tested for today, I have the symptoms, and all the attendant financial upheavals running through, I see a new day coming out of it, but I don't see exactly how. And I'm wondering if you have seen or the Lemurian priestesses have shared how the divine feminine might be rising up out of the ashes of all this.
Well, yes, I totally agree that that is true. And what's interesting is I feel that this is allowing the patriarchal society to kind of crumble. Now, I understand there's a lot of difficulty with jobs being closed and all of that. But sometimes when there is a feminine force of light rising up, then what is not the truth, what does not serve all life, will fall away. And I believe that this is also bringing, even though we're socially isolating, it's bringing people to a quiet space if they have any consciousness at all, mm-hmm. it can allow them to, mm-hmm. to bring them to a quiet space, and then we're connecting together in a different way. We're talking more, maybe on Skype or Zoom or whatever, you know. So I think that this is my belief, and what supports me through the priestesses is that this is the great transformational energy that we have been waiting for. This is it. We are in place to let go whatever does not serve all life. And so the feminine then comes in and says, wonderful, I'm the force of harmony, transformation, light, love, nurturing, duty, balance. And so I will fill in those spaces that are falling away. Just like when the feminine core wound gets healed, then we fill that with our own beautiful, wondrous feminine energy and love and heart energy. So I think absolutely, I wouldn't say the feminine necessarily caused this. You know, I think collective humanity has somehow, on some level of their being, made a choice. It's time. Mm-hmm. However it needs to happen, we'll do it. Now, our personalities maybe haven't caught up with that in many cases. Mm-hmm. However, the higher self is reigning, and the transformation is a feminine force, and we are transforming.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you're getting that from your Lemurian priestess circle also, because it helps us hold this space while we go through the myriad challenges of the day.
That's right. You know, this is, in the way I see it, this is a world initiation. That collective humanity from our collective higher self, and by that I mean our monad, our I Am Presence, has chosen. This is a collective initiation for all of humanity. And initiations are not always easy, especially the big ones. And this is a big one. So that is what's been coming through to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, blessings, Miranda. Thank you so much. And
Miranda, thank you.
You're in our prayers. Much love to you and your family.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Sun Ra. Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
Okay.
And prayers to you also.
Blessings.
Bye now. Okay, let's go to Germany. This is Alexandra on the web. So, Alexandra, you're on your computer dialing in. Thank you. Alexandra from Germany, you're live with Sun Ra. Hello, Alexandra, are you there? We can always come back to you. I'm not sure if you're having any issues with your microphone, but that's a possibility because we can't hear you, or maybe you stepped away after you raised your hand. I don't know. We'll come back to you. Okay, let's go to someone on the phone, and that's going to be Palo Alto, California, 5337, the last four digits of your phone number, and you are live.
Hello, thank you so much for this call. Hi, Sadra, it's Katie. I've worked with you a couple times.
Katie,
thank you.
Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Nice to see
Hello.
You
Hello. Thank you. What a pleasure to be here. I find your work so beautifully grounding, so thank you so much for doing this. I guess what would be... I'm meditating in the morning. I'm blessed to work from home and look out at nature, and I'm right on the water. And I was just curious, what might be some other recommendations just for staying grounded and connected?
Yes, and it is hard right now. Because there's so much energy coming in, and then there's so much transformational energy coming up and out, and then there's so much change. It's a lot. So one thing is, I would not focus on everything that's quote unquote wrong. Don't focus on the deaths. Don't focus on the people that are suffering. I am not saying not to have compassion. Of course, we need to live from that compassion, but don't have your focus on that. Have your focus be on the light and the transformation that is for the highest good of what we're doing. So being compassionate with anyone who is suffering, and holding that light of the transformation, because that gets us through the bridge, you know, gets us through the little passageway. So we can say, okay, I can be compassionate with whatever's going on. At the same time, I'm focusing on the light, the love, the balance, the harmony, the wonder of the new golden age that is coming now through this chaos, you know, through this seeming chaos in the moment. And I would also make sure that you're grounding with the earth. And I, you know, right now I've got my little gray quartz, my smoky quartz crystal with me, because I was having a little trouble staying grounded myself. And so I think that will help, but really doing some grounding, bring the light down through, and we'll do a grounding later after the channeling, but bringing the grounding through from the higher chakras down through the crown and the heart and everything. Open the chakras of your feet, really important. Open the chakras of your feet, let the energy flow down through the earth star and into the earth. So focus on the solution, you know, the what we're going to. Have compassion for the rest, but don't get caught up in anyone else's suffering or powerlessness. So be empowered as best you can. And if you feel that you aren't having any fear or you are not being empowered, then stop. Okay, I'm not in a place of empowerment. Let me ground. Let me go to my third chakra, my place of power. If I am feeling any kind of fear, let me bring love in. Let me just remind myself. So you may find you're doing that many times a day. Just continue with that. And you can always call on the priestesses. I call on the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13. Call them in. They will surround you with our energy. Call on the angels. Call on any forces of light that will help you, and the masters as well, and the great cosmic mother. Call the Sophia to be with your energy. I would also drink a lot of water, a lot of good, healthy, purified water, and eat healthy. Does that help? Does that help, Katie?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, these are elements that I'm doing, and sometimes I find myself going into fear. I'm like, oh, wait, breathe, refocus.
There you go. See?
And yeah. So it's good to hear kind of what self-care you're taking. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Katie.
And you know, we can, let me add, we can also bring in our Marmonad, our I Am Presence. That's, we can breathe that in. It lives in our heart, in our body. So you might want to start your day with, I'm breathing in my I Am Presence, my monad, whatever you want to call it. I'm breathing it into my heart, and then I'm letting it flow through all the cells of my body. Then you are really filling yourself with your own divine essence.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Katie. Bye now. Beautiful. Beautiful. Ah, just lovely, lovely guidance. Sunra, someone wrote in, are the classes live or recorded? Is it better to have the personal session before or after listening to the classes? So a couple of questions on the package, because I think people are being guided to take a little bit of interest in this because of the what needs to happen right now energetically, and because the balance has to really shift. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity. There was Lois, by the way, or Louise. Lois from Minnesota. I think it's Lois. L-O-I-S. So if you're listening.
Hi, Lois.
This is going to be, we're going to ask you a question in a roundabout way, because I think this will be perfect for you to take everyone through what that package actually entails and what you're offering. That way people can look at the page and really feel into that. And then after that, everyone, Sunra is going to take us through a beautiful channeled activation. I'll let Sunra explain in her own words, but that might be longer than normal. So make sure you're on for this. There's going to be no time constraints placed on Sunra at all. Whatever needs to come through is going to come through. So that's going to happen in just a little while. So I wanted to give everyone a heads up that's going to be something. So don't go anywhere.
Ian.
Yeah.
Ian is so wonderful, isn't he? I want to just clap for Ian. But thank you. I just love you, Ian.
Okay. All right. Just trying to take care of people here. Okay. Don't answer the doorbell. This is important stuff. Okay. All right. Okay. So If you're on the webinar page, everyone, then under Sunra's lovely photograph, click the orange special offer button, and that'll take you to a page that says Healing the Core Wound of the Sacred Feminine. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type in the actual address for your web browser. It's wotashow.com. That's wotashow.com. And then put in a /, and then type in S-A-N-R-A, which is Sun Ra. Everything's lowercase here. And then 9 is just web language. Everything's lowercase. So wotashow.com/Sun Ra, which is S-A-N-R-A, and then 9, everything lowercase, and you can follow along visually. So yeah, Sun Ra, I'd love it if you would take us through this beautiful offer that you've prepared.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So it is a 6-week group. There are 6-hour sessions. It's important you do these in order and not to do them like, you know, every day. Give yourself a little space in between. It's powerful. And so we are in this. We will be restructuring the second chakra and the womb. We will also be releasing energy that we're holding in the womb, in the eggs, in the fallopian tubes, in the genitals. We're releasing, restructuring, rebuilding. And that takes throughout, we'll be doing that. And so we're helping ourselves release energies of this life or other lives. And I may mention things in there as to what it is, but everyone will go to the place in their being of what they need to release or rebuild. So there will be guidance and channeled guidance and guidance from me as the priestess in the circle. So there will be my own individual and then the group will talk. There will be sacred sounds. We will continue to activate that great cosmic mother chakra and bring through the sound, which we will do today as well. But we'll, that is such an opening, that sound. It really brings you in touch with the great cosmic mother and bringing that energy through. Now, we all also are ending up clearing the breast. I talked about breast cancer before. It's not just physical. It has to do with nurturing and women giving. And then the earth, how we have hurt the earth with all the extra estrogen-like compounds. And so we are clearing the breaths. Hopefully some of that physical energy will also get cleared as well. And people have commented about how with breast surgeries or breast cancer, someone said, I didn't even know how that I could bring myself back together from all these surgeries. So there's that very deep healing. We're dealing with healing in the throat because the second chakra is connected with the throat. So we're bringing that energy as it reopens and releases, almost sometimes like a roaring of bringing this energy through the throat so we can express fully. So there's clearing of the throat. There's clearing up grief and anger or any emotions you may have. And then there's bringing back of joy and delight and wonder. And that what I mentioned before, that maiden, mother, crone, warrior. So we are empowering ourselves. We're releasing, we're loosening energy, we're transforming, we're transmuting, we're empowering. We are also clearing feelings of responsibility that aren't ours. You know, as women, we tend to take responsibility for everybody. Let me just fix it. And so that is not serving us. Everyone needs to take their own responsibility. So there's a release of that. And as women now, we're holding things for the collective that is no longer appropriate. So we are releasing that in the group. So there's so much. I mean, I think this kind of covers it, awakening that feminine warrior goddess, because we need that feminine power to break through our own obstacles as well as those, you know, in the patriarchy. And we're rebirthing ourselves. So we take you through this process of all of these things, rebirthing, releasing, rebuilding, and then at the end, we have a ceremony of the reconsecration of the womb, which is so wonderful. I mean, I have tears in my eyes with that. It's so wonderful. So it's this process of being with ourselves as women and honoring ourselves, remembering how it was to be honored as being in a female body for our wisdom and our knowing. So there's the remembering, there's the releasing, there's the moving forth, there's the moving through, there's the power, there's the innocence, there's the nurturing, there's the wisdom, there's the wonder.
Mm.
So every week we have something of that. And it's really been phenomenal, phenomenal for the women in the group. So if you are at all resonating, I hope you will join us for the recording. So wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. And this is pretty fresh because it's going on right now. So this will be, to answer the earlier question, these are recordings, but it's happening right now. In fact, class number 6 is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, the last class is tomorrow.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, the energy is super, super fresh. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, in Lemuria, this would be required classwork for everyone.
But the thing, though, in Lemuria, we wouldn't have to reconstruct the womb.
Oh, that's also
because
true, right?
It never would have been reconstructed.
If that's true.
That we're balanced. We would stay in the balance all the time. So much work is done around staying in balance, staying in harmony. So that would be the required coursework. We wouldn't need to do this stuff.
No. But I was just thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if this was, you know, if we were in a society now where this was taught, right? I mean, the honoring, the respect, the balancing, the nurturing, you know, the harmony, the peace, love. So much creativity can come out of a really balanced society, a really balanced person, a balanced soul. So much creativity can come out of there. I mean, the original creation, right? The spark of creation resides in the balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's the class. So there's 6 classes, and that's option 1. Now, option 2 is for those who really resonate and would like to work with Sun Ra more deeply. In fact, there's 2 options within option 2. So you'll get to choose what type of private session you would like with Sun Ra. So Sun Ra, what are the 2 sessions, the session types that people can choose from?
Yes, there is the one that's it's called the Lemurian Priestess Channeled Session. And this is the session where you will get your Lemurian name sung to you, which is just amazing. And then you find out what you did in Lemuria and how that pertains to today. Because we've always done many different things, but what you did in Lemuria and how that particular thing applies to today. So you will get that, and then you'll also get some balancing and healing and whatever information the priestesses deem appropriate for you that is for your highest good. You always get healing. If you get a session with the priestesses, you'll get healing. But for those of you that have already had that session, there is, or for anyone, you know, there is the Lemurian Priestess Healing Session. So in that one, you don't get your name, and you will get actually energetic healing energy. So they'll work with your chakras in depth. They'll work with anything that's holding you back, anything you're holding in your body, you know, that is not appropriate, and just whatever they deem as to healing. Now, healing in the sense is healing means to be made whole. So they can work with any specific thing that you're having trouble with. Or what we find really most helpful is to come with an intention that says, this is my intention of healing, but I will bring forth, I will surrender to whatever is in my highest good. So in that way, your highest self is really guiding the session, and the priestesses are going along with that. So you can have either one, but if you want your name and your more of your purpose, that would be the channeled session. If you want more healing, or if you already had a channeled session, then get the healing session. They are very profound and deep sessions.
Mm, beautiful.
So
beautiful.
If you resonate, that's the difference between those two.
Okay.
I welcome you. I welcome you all. I love doing these sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much. What a beautiful, beautiful offer. And it's so important that we really start to look back and look within and look at the core wound. And the fact that it's for the collective makes it so much more, you know, I don't want to say so much more important because I don't want to minimize everyone's own individual trauma. But the fact that it is for the collective, this is an opportunity for us to really do the deep work, an opportunity for us to really, as a collective, really contribute towards the healing that so many of us feel is so overdue. Yeah.
It is. It is. And I want to say that this healing with the priestesses often is softened. We are not re-experiencing any trauma in this group. So I don't want people to worry about that. Yes, things may come up, but you're not reliving them. You're letting them dissolve or release or transmute. And these are, you know, they can be kind of heavy things. So I just want people to understand we're not reliving. We are balancing, transmuting, dissolving, and growing out of and then growing into. And collective energy, you know, what we come together in a group to do, it just emanates throughout the whole globe. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I totally agree with you, Ian. Our individual work is important. And group work is, I think, in some ways more powerful, more all-encompassing of collective humanity.
Yeah. And all of these transmissions are infused. Some people ask, and I get asked this all the time, are the recordings as powerful as the live work? And my knowing is absolutely, this is energy. This is energy.
Absolutely.
And yeah,
yeah.
But I'll let you answer that because this is your your offer.
No, but I totally agree. I totally agree with you. The energy is there. And that's it. You know, you'll hear a channeled message and the words are good and we like the words. But ultimately, it is the energy that heals. And so whether it's live or whether it's a recording, it's the energy. And it's just as much as you can make of it by receiving it and surrendering deeply will be healing. So the recording is just as powerful. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, speaking of power, we are ready to receive. We're ready to receive. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe for the benefit of those who joined a little later, maybe they didn't hear in the beginning what you'll be doing, but if you wouldn't mind sharing, if you even know at this point, what you'll be channeling, but just give people a sense, and then by all means get into that state, and we are ready to receive the transmission.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ian, and thank you for everyone here. I am honored to be present with each and every one of you and with our collective group. As the Lemurian Priestess Circle brings through this energy, it will be healing energy for the feminine core wound, which is a wound that women hold from being desecrated, suppressed, not honored, and traumatized. And we are beginning that healing by bringing the Lemurian Priestess energy and the Lemurian energy of love, light, balance, wonder, beauty, harmony into our beings to begin this healing. Now, we will also get sound, sacred sounds, but especially the sound of that chakra of the Great Cosmic Mother, which is above our head, which brings forth that energy of the Great Cosmic Womb and rebirthing of the Great Sophia. And so we are bringing this forth and giving encodements that will assist in your healing and in your awakening and empowering. So whatever my words are saying now, you will have your own unique experience for your own highest good. So I'm going to start with the Late Na, which is the chant of unity and wholeness. The very first sound I received when I started channeling the priestesses. So we'll begin with that to unify the group. And then just let yourself be comfortable. Let yourself be surrendered. You don't need to stay awake to get the benefit. So allow yourself to just go into a deep surrender from the highest good of your being so that you will get whatever is meant for you in this moment. Let us allow the circle then to be unified as much as we can now. Take our places. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena, Latena. Latena, Latena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena, la la tena, la la tena. La la tena. Dearest beloved hearts, this is the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13 at your service, beloved hearts, allowing for the wondrous energy that you hold, that you are, to come forth again, to come from deep within your being and break through all the inner barriers of fear, of lack of worthiness, of simply not knowing how to bring it forth. We are allowing, bringing forth the energy to assist you in being that which you are and your sacred, deep, feminine, wondrous being of light. beloved hearts, each and every one of you is a great and wondrous being of light. In your deep feminine wisdom, we ask that you allow for that to come alive again, beloved hearts, for it is safe now. Whatever you have been through in this life or in other lives, you are safe, beloved hearts, to bring forth that wondrous great essence of that which you are. You are needed, beloved hearts. Your feminine wisdom and power and nurturing and loving energy is needed. Oh, yes, feel that, beloved hearts. There is nothing within your being that should be held back now. For you as the great transformative force of light that you are, we are creating safe space for you. Let this open. Let yourself open to be that which you know yourself to be, beloved hearts. Wondrous, great women of wisdom and light, of loving energy. The deep, deep knowing within you is needed by humanity, and it is needed by yourself. Trust yourselves, beloved hearts, as the wondrous, wise women that you are. Ah. You can be women in the world, beloved hearts, without forcing or pushing. Ah. You can simply allow yourself to be. Let us practice this, beloved hearts. I am myself in the world as I allow my wonder and beauty to emanate from my being. You can open gently to your wondrous power. You can emanate that which you know yourself to be. You can allow all that is not you, all that you have been led or told that you should be, how you should act, how you must be. This is no longer the truth, beloved hearts. You are great and wondrous transformational forces of light. Take that power now and allow everything that is not that to be released, to be dissolved, so it is no longer part of you, beloved heart. I am a great and wondrous force of light. Through my love, through my nurturing of self, through my transmutation of all that is not the truth of me, I become empowered to be that which I am. I am then a light of the world. I am now a light of the world. I accept the wondrous, sacred, divine, feminine energy that I am. I accept the wondrous, sacred, divine, feminine energy that I am. I accept the wondrous, sacred, divine, feminine energy that I am now. Now. And I let it flow through every chakra. I let it flow through every cell. I let it flow through every drop of divine feminine fluid that is within my being. I am a wondrous being of feminine wisdom. I am a wondrous being of feminine wisdom. I am safe. I am filled with power, power that is balanced by light, power that is balanced by love, as I allow my own being to unfold with the beauty and the harmony that I hold within. I never force. I allow this wondrous essence to flow through me, to awaken, to emanate from my being. As I breathe myself back into full existence of my own feminine love and light and power, I feel myself open to the light. I feel those parts of me that perhaps have been closed down, that have been afraid, that have not felt worthy. I feel them awaken now. And as we are in some moments of silence, as we surround you in our circle of 13, we bring you wondrous, empowered encodements of the feminine energy to awaken within you that which you know is the truth. Each one of these move within you for your highest good. Open and receive. Trust yourself, beloved hearts, to receive deeply. We are in silence for some moments. Receive deeply, beloved hearts. The wondrous silver flame of the feminine penetrate and envelop your entire being so that you awaken the essence of your feminine self as it is held in your cells, as it is held in your sacred womb. Honor yourself through this silver flame. Honor the wondrous life-giving breath that you have. Honor the wondrous life-giving and birthing energy in your womb. Honor the great, deep, feminine soil of regeneration. The fertile soil of growth and regeneration that you hold in your sacred womb. Rebirthing your own selves, beloved heart. Rebirthing your own selves with joy, with wonder, with beauty. See the beauty in your own feminine selves, that the silver flame works its way through any barriers and fears you may have. Surrender to your own high feminine priestess, goddess, warrior self, beloved heart. Hello. Yes, feel yourself awaken. Feel your body become free again. Feel the essence of your feminine spirit be free again and empowered. Feel yourself open like the wondrous flowers in springtime, opening, 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 opening. Feel your entire being opening. You are surrounded by wondrous, wondrous energy of safety, beloved heart. Even as you open, you have our energy around you so you can do this in a safe space. And yet you can be the power that you know yourself to be. Believe in yourselves. You are needed, beloved heart. Believe in the wondrous energy of your expression. So as you are rebirthing who you are in your womb and your second chakra, beloved heart, you are expressing yourself through the sacredness of your throat. Feel the energy now. Come forth. Come forth out of your field center. I am. I am. I am a wondrous, precious being of feminine light and love. I am a wondrous, precious being of feminine light and love and harmony and balance. And I offer that wondrous love and balance and light to myself now. I receive my own dear, precious, wondrous feminine spirit. I receive it. I offer it. I give it. It flows within me. I accept it. I am that. I am that. Breathing in yourself, breathing in through your throat, breathing into your sacral center, breathing into your beautiful, wondrous, life-giving breath. Be with yourself. Honor yourself. Enjoy yourself, beloved hearts. As we bring forth the great cosmic mother, the essence of the Sophia energy through the highest chakra, much above your head. This is the rebirthing energy of your own feminine self through the great cosmic womb of which you are a part. Hear the sounds of this chakra to activate it and to activate yourself. Ilayuna, 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 Ilayuna. as you feel the energy awakening in the chakra of the Great Cosmic Mother, allowing the rebirthing, allowing the Great Sophia to move through you, allowing the wondrous cosmic womb of creation to open within you and rebirth your being. Feel this energy as you are infused with the wondrous golden magenta color of this chakra, and feel the energy of the Great Sophia move through you. Feel her move through you, activating you, empowering you, nurturing you, loving you, as only the Great Feminine Mother can do. Allow the Great Cosmic Mother to move through you, down through your crown center, moving through you into your third eye and your entire head and face, moving through your throat, opening your throat, releasing any traumas or blocks. And feel the Great Sophia, the Great Cosmic Mother, rebirthing you as she enters into your higher heart and your heart. Receiving, 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 beloved heart. As this energy of her moves down your spine, as you are rebirthing your true, empowered, wondrous feminine light through your heart, and through your heart and into your solar plexus. Yes, balancing that masculine energy with the Great Sophia, moving down through your lower back, moving into the Hara, in your dimensional, higher dimensional chakra, awakening your own sensuality of great power and light and unity within yourself, as the energy of the Great Cosmic Mother moves into the sacral center, as you are still feeling infused with this wondrous golden magenta color, and allow then your sacral center and your wondrous womb to be enlightened. This wondrous womb enlightened with this great light as you now rebirth yourself through the birth canal. I am rebirthing all that I am not as I have transformed into all that I am. As you move through the birth canal of the Great Cosmic Mother and your own sacred birth canal, beloved heart, you are remembering, I am a wondrous being of feminine light. I am allowing that force of light to come through, to rebirth, and to be welcomed into the world as you emerge now. I am emerging through my own birth canal and that of the Great Cosmic Mother. The Great Cosmic Womb rebirths me into a wondrous and beautiful, supportive, life-giving environment. I am safe. I am welcomed. I am honored. And I feel now, as I have come through that birth canal and am reborn, I am now receiving the blessings of the Lemurian Priestess, Circle of 13. I am now receiving the blessings of the angelic hosts. I am now receiving the blessings of the Great Cosmic Mother, the Sophia. I am now being honored. I am presented to the world as a wondrous being of light. I have blessings. I have love. I have nurturing. I am honored for the wondrous, 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 beautiful, magnificent being that I am. And I receive these blessings now, as I am in a sacred circle of light, of love, of beauty, of wonder, and of harmony. I am reborn into the wondrous being that I have always been. I am that. I receive the blessings. I grow in this wonderful nurturing. I honor myself as the great feminine being that I am. I honor myself as the great feminine being that I am. I honor myself as the great feminine being that I am. Ina ona lena ona shana kela Our deepest love to each and every one of you, beloved hearts. We are grateful for your newborn presence in the world. Blessings. Blessed be. Aho. Kienamashikana. It is Sanra Mikatalashti. I just want you to feel this new energy. Feel your bodies. Feel yourself grounded in this energy. Feel your own self opening through the chakras in your feet so that energy that came down through you of the great cosmic mother, the great Sophia, is now grounded in the earth, grounded in the great light core of the earth. So that as you go forth in your lives, you know, you feel, you live from this new rebirth self in this moment. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you. Sanra, thank you so much. It's been so wonderful to have you here today, sharing, transmitting, sharing with us about. Yeah.
I just wanted to say it is my honor. It is my honor, Ian. Thank you. Thank everyone. And
yeah.
Now we can giggle with delight. Now we can giggle, teenage girls, and we can giggle with delight.
Yeah, so beautiful. Yeah, and so important, the work that you're doing as well, especially now, to restore the balance. So thank you for your beautiful offer. And also, now that people who maybe haven't heard you before, they get a sense of some of the beautiful channeling and the healing work that can come through in private session with you as well. So everyone, if you feel guided and if you're leaning towards working with Sanra, beautiful, beautiful experience. I know personally I've had a personal session with Sanra. It's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And just, you know, listening to the latte na, latte na, latte na, latte na. I too find myself singing that. And even though my session's been, I think, many years ago, a couple of years ago, I still find myself singing that. It's beautiful, beautiful. The energy never leaves you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ian. We love
yeah. The
latte now.
Yeah. Well, Sanra, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful show. Many, many, many blessings to you, sweet love. Thank you for being here and sharing your beautiful energy with the wisdom community.
Thank you so much, Ian. Thank you to everybody. The priestesses are so grateful to have been received. So many blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Sacred Soul, thank you so much for being here with us today for another show. It's been so wonderful to have you here in the energy. Thank you for being part of the Wisdom of the Ancients tribe. All right, everyone, much love to you all. Blessings, blessings.
Much love. Blessings.
Blessings. And as we finish, we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for creating this orb, for creating this space, for transformation, for expansion for all of us. Thank you, thank you. Bye now.